Hello there, and thanks for joining me in today's podcast. Being a master of your life. Attaining a level of mastery in your career, or in your skill, or in your avocation, or the abilities to create something. Are you a master? You know, most of us certainly strive to be successful, to achieve, to excel to a level of satisfactory recognition by other people. You know, we certainly work hard to be identified as a person who has achieved and who has been successful or has done quite well in mastering their money or mastering their schooling or mastering their career or mastering a skill that they have. But, you know, what is that? What is the idea of being a master of your abilities and the talents that you have? You know, there's a piece of poetry that goes back many, 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 many years. And I won't quote the poetry at this point in time, but just it raises this question. Are you a master of your fate? Of your own fate? You know, it's an interesting question, and it's a good question. It's one that we have to kind of ask ourselves as we approach the years of our life. When we have completed basic education, we have completed our basic aging process, we're over 25, we're moving on into a career, we're moving on into work levels that will certainly be recognized by other people. Mastery. Are you a master? And will you be a master of your own fate, of your own abilities, of your own skills? Do you know how to do that? And you know what it means, you know, to do that? I think that's an important question that all of us struggle with and perhaps don't really know the answer to that. But we struggle with the idea that it would be good for us be recognized as a master of the area of responsibility that is ours, the area of skill that is ours. We'd like to be recognized for being above the average. We'd like to be recognized for being more than mediocre. We'd like to be recognized for being more than successful, more than just achieving. It's good to be recognized for being excellent. You know, being fully attained, fully developed, and able to put into practice, put into work a skill set that you've learned and acquired over time. Let's take a look at that question of being a master of yourself in the areas of your life that are important to you. Let's turn to a psychiatrist, New York psychiatrist, and his name is Dr. Ari Kiev. Now, Dr. Kiev is the first psychiatrist that ever coached the American Olympic teams. In other words, he spent a lot of time with those kids. He would guide them. He would lecture to them. He would discuss with them. He would illustrate with them. He would walk beside them. He would just on a daily basis become part of their life and convey to them a strong message of being a master and ultimately mastering what they were trying to accomplish and the skill set that they were ownership of and trying to perform with above all others in the world. Dr. Kiev says this, mastery is ultimately about taking a leap of faith and stepping into the abyss of uncertainty. You know, that's pretty profound. It's that leap of faith. You don't know where this is going. You work hard to develop a skill. You work hard to develop an attitude. You work hard to develop a focus of attention. Work hard to develop hours and hours of practice so that skill just flows out naturally and easily from your life. It's a leap of faith. But it's stepping into an abyss of uncertainty. You may have all the skills. You may have all the experience. You may have all the words. You may have all the background. You may have all the practice that is possible. But you know, when you take your step onto the court, when you take your step onto the mat, when you take your step and reach up for those rings, and you take your ball in hand and you walk onto the field, you are walking into an abyss of uncertainty. You don't know how that's going to play out. You don't know how the opponents are going to respond or react or deal with you. You don't know how you're going to handle comments from an audience or yells and screams from an audience. You don't know what's going to be said. You don't know what's going to be conveyed to you. Sometimes encouraging words, sometimes very unencouraging words. You don't know how loud the boo is going to be. You don't know how loud the cheer is going to be. It's an abyss of uncertainty that you walk into. And mastery is ultimately being able to and willing to take a leap of faith and step into that abyss of uncertainty. You know, he goes on to say this: we need to be ready to commit to an outsized goal, a goal beyond ourselves, a goal that's bigger than ourselves, and then do what it takes by way of work, analysis, coaching, asking questions, asking for help, and being able to stay on top of the goal in the face of all kinds of difficulties that are unpredictable at the time. Now that's pretty profound. You see, mastery just doesn't come because you have practiced 100 hours or because you have played 100 games or you've had certain kinds of experience. Mastery goes up and down. Mastery changes over time. And we've got to be ready to commit to a goal that's bigger than ourselves, and then do what it takes, and do all the work and all the practice and all the teaching and all the learning and all the asking for help and the consulting and the probing and just the nights of sleeplessness and the nights of self-thought to be able to stay on top of the goal in the face of all kinds of difficulties that have come, that are in front of you, or will be in front of you. Now, let me move on. Dr. Kiv goes on to talk about mastery. And how do you know when you're achieving it? How do you know when you're approaching that stage of mastery? How do you know when you've achieved it? How do you know when you're there? Well, he gives us 8 points to kind of take a look at this. And these are the points that he walked through with the Olympians from America when he was the coach many years back. You know, he was able to get these kids to refocus their time from themselves to that idea of mastery. Here are some of his points, okay? You got to be able to endure high levels of tension. You know, when you walk into a high level of competition and you're working against people who are equally as good as you, if not better than you, when you're working against people who want the gold crown just as much as you want it, when you're working with people who have put in maybe more hours of practice than you have put in, there's tension there. There's tension in that environment. And you've got to be able to endure it. You've got to be able to just stay focused. Put aside the fact that you are who you are and they are who they are, and just do what is required to do, and that is compete for the gold. Compete for the gold. And keep your focus on that. That's mastery. To endure tension. That's in every situation of success and achievement and accomplishment. Okay, here's number 2. Here's what he says. You got to be able to monitor your anxiety and control it. Of course there's fear. Fear you're going to make a mistake. Fear that somebody's going to be better than you. Fear that things won't go just quite right. Or the timing will be a little bit off. Or that your opponent will be just a little stronger. And a little bit more wiser. And a little bit more experienced and trained. Or whatever it might be. You're going to fear over that. And you got to control that fear. That's anxiety. You got to control that anxiety. Because you, once the anxiety gets high and gets way beyond, you're going to be no good. You're going to be slip and fall. See, anxiety is good when it's moderate. Anxiety is not good when it's low or when it's high on the scale. It's that moderate level of anxiety that you want. Because you want to be moderately fearful. You want to be moderately anxious. You want to be moderately hungry, you know, for what you're trying to achieve. But you got to be able to control it at that level. Keep it moderate. Don't let it get out of the hand so it moves into a panic attack. Because then you're over. Then you're done. Okay, now, number three says this. Mastery. You're comfortable about expressing aggression. And being venturesome, bold, and uninhibited. That just boils down to this. You've got to be assertive in your communication skills. You've got to be able to express yourself. You've got to be able to ask questions. You've got to be able to admit that you don't know something and ask for help. You've got to be able to interchange with people from all backgrounds and varieties of life and share a life experience with them. Some are on your own team, some are on the opposing team. But you have to be comfortable with people of different backgrounds and different levels of skill and levels of ability and not be intimidated by them, not be caused to be fearful of them, but be able to communicate in an assertive way, to be venturesome, to ask questions and to venturesome into a circle of people that otherwise you would tend to avoid. You have to be bold and you have to be uninhibited. You have to be ready to take on a task and take on people and take on a group of people and be part of that, not stand back and isolate out of fear. Here's what he says for number four. You got to be realistic about your abilities. You got to be realistic about your abilities. You know, you might not be number one, but you might be number two. You may not be number two, you may be number three, but you got to be realistic. Because going, sometimes you're only number three, but you could be number one because of the circumstances that unfold in the competition. So you could all of a sudden see yourself at that number one spot. But you got to be realistic about it. You know, if you're not as good as 10 above you, it might be best for you not to compete. Or it might be best for you to say, I'm way down the list and I'm going to have to put in extra time, extra effort, extra consultation time, extra practice time, extra skill time, skill development time, extra time in the weight room, extra time in the exercise room, and get myself up so that I'm up there at the top. I'm up among the top two or three. In other words, rather than to quit because you don't feel like you're at the peak of your skill, go and do what is necessary in the training process to get up there to the top of the skill. It's like a totem pole, if you think of it as an Indian totem pole. You might be only halfway up, but go up all the way. Go up to the top. Get yourself up there. Do what's necessary to get yourself up there, but don't slip down to the bottom. Okay, here's where he goes on to the next point. Mastery. To overcome obstacles of fear and self-doubt and lack of confidence. And not let them interfere with the accomplishment of your goal. You see, we all have levels of fear. We all have some self-doubt. We have moments of self-doubt. We all do. And there's times when the self-doubt is pretty strong. And somebody might say something that just gives us that doubt about ourselves. And we begin to develop that fear. Knock it off. If you're going to be at mastery level, you've got to have this skill to be able to say, that was true yesterday, but it's not true today, and it's not true tomorrow. I'm not going to live with self-doubt in the future. If I had self-doubt in the past, that's the past. But I'm going to build my abilities to believe in myself and to have confidence in myself and to have a forward view of myself and my future and what I'm able to attain and accomplish. And then he goes on to say this. In mastery, you're able to tune out the distractions and focus on one thing at a time. You see, if you're learning aspects of your skill, of your trade, or of your business, or certain courses in school and your studies, to be a master, to achieve mastery, you got to be able to say, today I focus on my math. Today I focus on my spelling, or today I focus on my philosophy course and my reading and getting that under control. In other words, pick your focus and focus on it. And don't let distractions come in and take you off. If you're an athlete, today you might just want to work on your jump shot. Today you may want to work on just getting off the starting block. Today you may want to just work on taking that first stroke when you hit the water as a swimmer. In other words, narrow it down and focus on just one little aspect of your life and what you're trying to accomplish and how you're trying to be a success. Focus on one little aspect of it and do it over and over and over again until you master it. And then move on to another aspect of that particular skill or sport or activity or game or whatever it is that you're working on. This is great stuff for a student. You got to be able to just focus on one part of a course, one part of a lesson, one part of a concept that you're trying to understand. You know, just one beat of the drum, just one tune of the oboe that you're playing, or whatever it might be. You just want to practice that one, practice that, and practice that, and practice that until you got it. You see, tune out the distractions and focus on one thing at a time. That's what Dr. Keeve has to say. Now, here he has another point. To be mastery, if you're going to be a master, you have to establish and stick to a goal and set your priorities and have the capacity to mentally visualize your goal, your mission, your priority, and the outcome. Okay, in that he says a lot of things. Got to have a goal. You got to stick to it. You got to know what your goal is. You got to determine it and really live that goal. But then if you're going to achieve your goal, you have to have priorities. If you're going to achieve a goal, there are certain things you do. There are certain things you do not do. You have to know that. I mean, a very simple example is if you're going to achieve a goal in anything, you don't use marijuana. I mean, you just don't. You don't use cocaine. You know, you don't stay out late at night. You don't carouse. You don't drink. You know, you don't waste your life away. There's just things you don't do. But there are things that you do. You know, you do get your hours of sleep. You do get your proper meals. You know, you do hang around the proper people who motivate you or are encouragers or who are strengthening people, give you strength. There are certain things you do. But you got to be able to visualize the goal and visualize the mission. And visualize what you're trying to attain. It's got to be in your mind eyes. You got to be able to see it. You got to be able to taste it. You got to be able to feel it. You got to be able to sense it. Goal is just not an abstract idea. Goal is something that you can reach out for and almost touch, but not quite touch. But you can see it. You can just taste it. It's out there. Reach just a little bit further. And then lastly, here's his point of Dr. Keeve. Watch your defensiveness. Minimize that. Watch your passing the buck. Denying. Concealing. Blocking. Denying things. Forget that idea. Don't minimize your mistakes. Don't blame them on somebody else. You know, don't pass the buck and say, well, it was because of certain things that is why I didn't do very well today. I didn't get my sleep, or, you know, somebody called me and upset me, or somebody wrote me a note and bothered me, or, you know, whatever it might be. Stop that nonsense. You can't minimize anything in your life if it's going to get you off the track. You can't be defensive. You can't be a denier. You can't be a blocker. You can't be a passing of the buck. Take responsibility. It's your responsibility to be ready. It's your responsibility to be on top of your game. It's your responsibility to be in class on time. It's your responsibility to have prepared for that class. It's your responsibility to have done your homework. It's your responsibility to have questions in mind to ask. It's your responsibility to know what you don't know and find out by the end of the day. And every sport is the same way. Every practice is the same way. You come with a practice of with the idea of what you need to practice because you need to know something. And you need to learn something in that practice event today because it's going to pay off in the future. Well, good for you. Get on with being a master. Develop mastery in your life. Whatever area of experience that you're in. If you're a salesman, be a master salesman. If you're an author, be the very best author you can be. A master author. If you're an artist, be an artist, be a master artist. If you're a welder, be a master welder. If you're a craftsman of some kind, be a master craftsman. Doesn't matter what it is. But mastery is the thing in common. And these are the things that bring about mastery. So, good to have you with me today. I'm glad that you joined me. And if this is a good lesson for you, it's good for somebody else. Share it with them. Email it on to them. Tell them to access this particular podcast because they might be helped by it. They might be, if you've got a student in your life, tell them to listen to this one. Okay? If you have a young person in your life that's developing a career, have them listen to this one because it might be of some help to them. Okay? If you're old and done and you're past your career and you're now retired, figure out somebody that ought to be listening to this and pass it on with a word of encouragement. Anyway, this has been the Psychology Report. Nice to have you join me very much. Thank you, and bye for now.